Neck pain. It may be an early warning sign of high blood pressure. A 40-year-old woman went to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner with a complaint of neck pain. As the owner of a company, she was subject to persistent high stress in her daily work and paid little attention to her diet. Her abdomen was starting to bulge as a result. The TCM practitioner first took her pulse using traditional diagnostic methods and found that it felt like a violin string, indicating high blood pressure pings against the blood vessel walls. Blood pressure measurements revealed a systolic pressure of 160 millimeters of mercury and a diastolic pressure of 95 millimeters of mercury. At only 40, she could hardly imagine having hypertension. With combined acupuncture and herbal medicine, the woman's blood pressure decreased, and her neck felt more relaxed and comfortable. Currently, she is still receiving TCM treatment and does not need to take antihypertensive medication. Jonathan Liu, director of the Liu's Wisdom Healing Center in Ontario, Canada, and an Epoch Times contributor, recounted this patient's case on Health 1+1 on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times. He pointed out that neck pain may be an early sign of hypertension, and abdominal obesity is also prone to many cardiovascular diseases. Fortunately, if hypertension is detected early, it can be completely reversed through stress relief, dietary adjustments, and exercise, and TCM intervention has shown exceptionally good results. If hypertension is not controlled, it can lead to serious illnesses such as stroke and kidney failure. TCM views on the causes and treatment of hypertension. From a TCM perspective, hypertension reflects an energy imbalance in the body, particularly involving the liver's energy system. In TCM, the liver refers not only to the anatomical organ but also to the energy system centered around it, which regulates energy flow throughout the body and influences blood circulation. TCM has discovered that the body's energy flows through meridians and that there are therapeutic points on the meridians called acupoints. Massaging or applying acupuncture to these acupoints can help the body restore its original balance. A review involving more than 1,000 elderly patients with hypertension found that acupuncture's antihypertensive effect is comparable to that of medication, and its effect is even better when used in conjunction with TCM medication, helping to reduce drug dosage and side effects. Regarding three common constitutional factors that contribute to hypertension, Liu identified three acupoints for daily maintenance. 1. High stress. The most common cause of hypertension is stress. People with high-stress jobs often experience liver fire, with symptoms including dizziness, headache, and irritability. In this case, it is recommended to massage the Taichung acupoint on the top of the foot daily. Taichung lies on the liver meridian, which can regulate the sympathetic system and relieve the increased heart rate and blood pressure caused by stress. Taichung acupoint, located in the depression before the junction of the first and second metatarsal bones on the top of the foot, about one thumb's width away from the space between the first and second toes. 2. Prolonged sitting and neck pain. Many jobs require sitting for prolonged periods, damaging the energy of their internal organs, and are also a major cause of hypertension, referred to in TCM as liver and kidney deficiency. As they often use computers and mobile phones, they are likely to experience neck discomfort and dizziness, which are related to insufficient blood supply to the brain. It is recommended to massage the Fengqi acupoint on the back of the neck daily, which can quickly improve cerebral blood supply, relieve dizziness and headaches, and help lower blood pressure. Severe cervical spondylosis can also increase the risk of hypertension, Liu said. It is recommended that cervical spine problems be treated first, as this can also help lower blood pressure. Fengqi acupoint, located in the depression below the occipital bone and above the hairline at the back of the head, on both the left and right sides. 3. Oily and heavily flavored diet. Ancient medical literature indicates that frequently eating rich and greasy foods is a major factor in disease, a pattern we now associate with a high-fat, high-sugar, high-salt diet and refined carbohydrates, and with hypertension. People who favor oily and heavy-flavored diets, especially those who eat out frequently, often have a thick, greasy tongue coating, bitter taste in the mouth, and bad breath, Liu said. In TCM, these symptoms relate to damp heat in the liver, gallbladder, spleen, and stomach. Damp heat refers to the accumulation of metabolic waste, which leads to inflammation. It is recommended to massage the Shao Fu acupoint on your hand daily, which is convenient to do in any environment. Shao Fu acupoint, located on the transverse crease between the fourth and fifth metacarpal bones when the little finger is bent. When high blood pressure is in its early stages and not yet severe, Liu said, family doctors may recommend lifestyle changes rather than starting medication. At this time, daily acupoint massage combined with a healthy diet can be highly effective. Dietary recommendations for lowering blood pressure. In addition to acupoint therapy, diet is also a crucial aspect of improving high blood pressure. Huang Yiling, a nutritionist at Koi Nutrition Taiwan, stated, Health 1 plus 1, that unhealthy dietary habits leading to high blood pressure include excessive salt intake and potassium deficiency, affecting water metabolism. Excessive refined sugar intake, leading to excessive insulin secretion, which indirectly raises blood pressure. Insufficient dietary fiber intake, increasing the risk of high cholesterol. Or excessive intake of omega-6 fatty acids, leading to vascular inflammation and oxidation. High cholesterol and arteriosclerosis are both risk factors for high blood pressure. Huang said that patients with hypertension should take extra care to maintain certain dietary habits. 1. Light flavors. If you are used to eating salty and oily foods, you are likely to develop a preference for stronger flavors and increased sodium intake. She suggested occasionally scheduling 2 to 3 light diet days, similar to intermittent fasting, focusing on unprocessed foods such as plenty of fruit and milk to reduce reliance on strong flavors. 2. Minimize processed foods, unless necessary, avoid processed foods. Even if processed foods are not salty, they may contain high levels of added sodium. 3. Eat high-potassium foods. Modern-day dietary habits often lead to excessive sodium intake, while potassium helps balance sodium ions, regulate water metabolism, and thus stabilize blood pressure. When potassium intake is insufficient, the effects of sodium are more pronounced, placing a greater burden on blood pressure. It is recommended to eat more vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, which are important sources of potassium. 4. Choose healthy fats. Opt for fats containing omega-3s, such as flaxseed oil and perilla seed oil, or omega-9s, such as olive oil and camellia oil, which can fight inflammation, regulate blood lipids, and are beneficial for lowering blood pressure. Studies have found that excessive omega-6 intake and insufficient omega-3 intake can lead to chronic inflammation and increase the risk of blood clots. Huang recommends the dietary approaches to stop hypertension diet to lower blood pressure. Its main attributes are high potassium, high calcium, high magnesium, high fiber, low saturated fat, and a high proportion of vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. While the DASH diet is very helpful for cardiovascular health and blood pressure control, it may not be suitable for everyone. People with kidney disease may develop hyperkalemia from overeating high-potassium food. Diabetic patients may experience elevated blood sugar from eating too much fruit. And people with poor gastrointestinal function may experience indigestion from eating excessive dietary fiber. It is recommended to consult a physician and a nutritionist for personalized adjustments. TCM dietary therapy and teas for lowering blood pressure. Liu recommended 3 dietary recipes for lowering blood pressure. 1. Corn silk soup. Ingredients. 2 ounces fresh corn silk. Enough water to cover the silk in a small pot. Preparation. Bring water and corn silk to a boil, reduce heat and simmer for 5 minutes. Drink. Research has found that corn silk can inhibit angiotensin-converting enzyme, an enzyme that raises blood pressure. Liu suggested that those with high blood pressure who are not yet taking medication use corn silk soup instead of tea. For patients taking antihypertensive drugs who still experience lower limb edema, corn silk can also be used as an adjunct to help with increased or excessive production of urine and usually does not interfere with antihypertensive medication. 2. Peanuts soaked in vinegar. Ingredients. 18 ounces raw peanuts. Enough rice vinegar or apple cider vinegar to fully submerge peanuts. Preparation. Place peanuts in a clean, wide-mouthed glass jar. Pour vinegar over the peanuts until fully covered. Seal and store at room temperature for 7 days. Eat 10 peanuts each morning and evening. Peanuts can increase the elasticity of capillaries, help lower blood lipids and blood pressure, and prevent heart disease and stroke, Liu said. 3. Cassia seed and chrysanthemum tea. Ingredients. 5 grams chrysanthemum flowers. 10 grams roasted cassia seeds. 5 grams goji berries. Preparation. Place all ingredients in a teapot, pour in hot water, and steep for 10 to 20 minutes. Drink 1 to 2 cups daily. Note, it's not recommended to drink the tea on an empty stomach. Cassia seed and chrysanthemum tea is especially suitable for people who frequently eat out or attend gatherings and are prone to damp heat in the spleen and stomach, Liu said. It is also suitable for people under stress, with a short temper, and who are often anxious. Chrysanthemum and cassia seeds are said to clear the liver, meaning they may improve high blood pressure associated with excessive liver fire. Goji berries are said to nourish the liver and kidneys, addressing the root cause. Cassia seeds are the seeds of a legume and have a blood pressure lowering effect. Hypertension often develops quietly, with subtle warning signs such as neck stiffness, stress intolerance, or abdominal weight gain appearing long before a formal diagnosis. By combining early detection, lifestyle changes, and, when appropriate, TCM-based interventions such as acupuncture, dietary therapy, and stress regulation, many people may successfully restore healthier blood pressure levels and reduce long-term cardiovascular risk.